Introducing the Hatcast.
Welcome, listeners, to HC Over 3, the Hatcast show where it's only me. I am your only host, Perry, and this is episode 6. Sponsoring today's episode, 4A's, two naked lumps for £5. Kicking off the news today, we have a report that a man was reported to the police for a revenge fart after a woman refused to have sex with him. That's correct, a revenge fart. Error establishing a database connection, which means I cannot read this article. It's been Reddit hugged. When she refused to indulge him, he simply farted and left. It smelled very bad in my flat, the woman said in her police report. Some of you may be familiar with Microsoft's Tay, a learning experiment Twitter robot that has attempted to converse with millennials using artificial intelligence. It was switched off not too long ago for being an incredibly racist and just generally inconsiderate robot on the internet, but it made a brief comeback with Microsoft bringing it back. The learning experiment, which got a crash course in racism, Holocaust denial, and sexism, courtesy of Twitter users, was switched back on overnight and appeared to be operating in a more sensible fashion. Microsoft had previously gone through the bot's tweets and removed the most offensive and vowed only to bring the experiment back online if the company's engineers could better anticipate malicious intent that conflicts with our principles and values. However, at one point, Tay tweeted about taking drugs in front of the police, no less. At your drug dealer, at PTK473, at Burger Robot, at Roland Ruiz 123, at Test Accountant 1, Kush, square brackets, I'm smoking Kush in front of the police, close brackets, leaf emoji. Tay then started to tweet out of control, spamming its more than 210,000 followers with the same tweet that was saying quite simply, you are too fast, please take a rest, over and over. Microsoft have since taken Tay back offline. And in the news, Whoopi Goldberg launches her own line of medicinal marijuana products for women. That's right, Whoopi Goldberg has joined the ranks of celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Bob Marley for launching a new line of medicinal marijuana products, in this case, to help ease period cramps. The line, which will be sold under the name Whoopi and Maya brand, will be sold in California to individuals with a medical marijuana card. And anyway, that's all we have for today. I was your absolutely amazing host, Perry, and I will be back next week on Monday for another amazing episode of HC Over 3. Currently, we have no reports that the other two hosts have heard or even found out about HC Over 3 yet, but that is really only a matter of time. See you next time, listeners. See you next time.